Attention passengers at gate 31. I just got off the phone with operations, and our inbound flight from Chicago has not left the ground, and it is scheduled to be 2.5 hours late on a maintenance hold, which means none of you will make your connections. So what I'm going to do is open the counter up, and I want you to stand in a single file line as long as you possibly can while I carefully try to rebook you, even though I know there's no way you're going to get to where you need to get to today. And best case scenario, I can maybe get you there tomorrow.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I am your host for this safety moment. My name is Todd Conklin. If you're interested in operational excellence, you have come to the right spot. So today, let's talk about something that I think is really important and really simple, but I'm not sure people know it. And that is, all systems have limits. If it's a human system, if it's a mechanical system, if it's a computer system, all systems have limits. And knowing that actually is incredibly powerful if you're in the jobs that we're in. Because what we want to talk about is the fact that we know every system is running degraded. Every system is running as fast as it can, but it has limits. And if enough unusual events happen, variability, complexity, whatever word you want to call it, if enough unusual events happen at the same time, and by enough I mean a sufficient amount of unusual events happen at the same time, then your system will in fact begin to fail. And it's normal. It's not even bad. It's normal. The best systems in the world have limits. Now, I use the airline metaphor to start this because that's a really good example of not the best system in the world. You're always one mechanical away from missing whatever flight you're on. And if you're like most of us on this podcast, where you fly little regional carriers to catch up with big national carriers, then you know that the system you're in is incredibly brittle and is probably always closer to the limit than it is closer to the robustness. You really are one mechanical issue, one broken coffee maker, one leaky lavatory sink away from missing your flight to Australia or New Zealand or Chicago. Wherever you're going, it's quite possible that you could miss it. I don't really have an answer for this problem. In fact, I'm not sure a safety moment is the place to answer this problem. This is a pretty big problem. But I think knowing that your systems have limits and talking about the fact that your systems have limits really heightens our awareness for those of us that use the systems. And knowing when we're close to those edges, when we're close to the margins, when we're close to those limits, allows us to actually build in our own sense of reliability, our own sense of robustness, and we can actually take action in a preventive way when we know we're close to failure. Staying with the airline example, I have enough data now between my app and things like fly safe things that tell you where planes are, that I can almost always cross-reference the data I'm getting from the gate to know where another opportunity is to get to wherever I'm going. I try to never fly the last flight of the day because there's really no recoverability in the last flight of the day. And I try really, really hard to build enough time into my system so that I have some latitude, some margin that I can rely on if I need it. Sadly, I often need it. This idea that all systems have limits, even good systems have limits, is a really important place to start your discussion when you talk about safety in the field. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you learned something new today. Have as much fun as you possibly can, and for goodness sakes, be safe.